And we back.
We want to welcome everybody to the brand new OG podcast, the original guys, Dre McDonald, Coach Ware. We here live. This is our very first podcast. We appreciate y'all for tuning in. We had some rough drafts before this, but this is the real deal, Holyfield, and it's about to go down. Dre, what you got to say to the people?
What's up, world? Slight introduction. My name is Andre McDonald, but everybody call me Dre. You know, I've been around the block, 27 years old. You know, don't take me offensive on Twitter. I just keep it real, or what I think is real. You may or may not agree with me, but I love all the kids.
Okay, okay. You know who it is right here. It's Coach Ware. Y'all know who I am. Y'all follow me. Houston Top Guns. Offseason don't exist. That's me. And now we got the OG podcast. This is real sports all the time. We're going to keep it 100 with y'all, man. It's going down. We appreciate y'all tuning in. All right, first topic, MVP of the NBA. Who you got?
Man, I can tell you, four. I got LeBron James, James Harden. I mean, you can throw Kyrie in there, but his numbers don't suggest it.
Okay.
Who I said, LeBron James, Kyrie, James Harden. And then I guess you can throw Giannis in there, but I think he's the most improved player.
Greek Freak? Okay. Okay.
Who so you got? Who you got?
I got LeBron James for sure. I got Kyrie Irving. I got James Harden. But James Harden is the MVP right now. We stopped everything right now. You got to give it to James Harden. I mean, that's just 100. You got to give it to him.
I don't know about that. Like, I just feel like James Harden, people can say, oh, it's a regular season award all they want to, but they don't give the MVP out until the conference finals.
That's true, but I feel like the playoffs don't put into the MVP, but we'll see. If it does, then he definitely did not earn the MVP in the past, and he did not get his team over that hump.
I mean, for what he has done right now, yeah, he's the early season award winning MVP. But then I think Giannis is going to be most improved. But what he has done the early part of the year, it's crazy numbers. LeBron, too. If LeBron, 26.8 points, so that's 27 points a game, 8 rebounds, 8 assists, and he's shooting 45% from the three.
Yeah,
that's crazy numbers.
That is good. So what? No Westbrook. So the Rangers, I mean, MVP, well, no, okay, in the mix no more.
Okay, so my thing with Westbrook, I love Westbrook. He averaging almost a triple double again this year. It's crazy numbers too, but they're not winning as much as they should be because they're. I mean, you got turnover. You got Cantor gone. Oladipo gone. Now you're bringing in Melo and Paul George. They still got to figure each other out. They'll be in the playoffs, 6th, 7th, 8th seed. And by that, they're going to make the playoffs, and then they'll give somebody a hard time in the playoffs. But right now, he finding his way. Well, the team is finding their way, which is fine. So it's not a rush for him. Last year, I mean, you got to think, bro. What he did last year was crazy, outstanding. And they weren't even projected to make the playoffs. So they had to give him the MVP.
Yeah, you won't see that again. You definitely won't see that again. So, all right, who you got for Rookie of the Year? Next topic, who you got for Rookie of the Year?
Man, if you got to be crazy in your head if you don't put Ben Simmons in as the Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, that's who I got, too. I'm going to go with Ben because I think Ben is doing – even though he's really a redshirt freshman if he was in college, but he's still doing way better than all the rest of the rookies. Only person I think is close is Jason Tatum.
But like I said, that Boston team, the system is so great. I mean, if you look at Kyrie numbers.
That's true.
I mean, Shannon Sharp said this. Man, you can't average 2 points, 2 assists a game. You're a point guard. So how am I going to give you the MVP and you averaging 2 assists a game? Now, if they label you a shooting guard, it's a little different. Yeah. But the same thing with Jason Tatum. He's having a hell of a year. Can't knock him on anything. But, yeah. Man,